Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed the blood out there on the Calvary.
You gave your life.
Hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Patrick Metlock. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
This is Brother Bryant Tansel, co-hosting this week. Thank you so much for joining our program. We do have a caller that's calling in for prayer. Caller 18, open your line if you would like to ask for a word of prayer at this time. Thank you so much.
Good morning. This is Sister Carol Walker. I'm asking for prayers for our new convert, Sister Felicia Hemingway. Kim has cancer. She was in a lot of pain on yesterday. On the way to the hospital, her car broke down. I got it towed finally at 11:30 last night. I'm exhausted, and I'm up getting ready for work. So just keep her in prayer and her battle. And keep me in prayer that I have a good day at work today. And also pray for our newest new convert that was baptized this Sunday, Sister Kathy Gooding, as they both begin their walk with Christ. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Tansel, and thank you, Carolyn, for the prayer request, and we'll definitely acknowledge that at the end of the session on today. Thank you, Brother Tansel, for pinch hitting for Danielle. I think that was her, I guess that's her recorded a greeting. And also, thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for what you continue to do in sharing this ministry with me and others, as well as all of you on the Blog Talk Radio side, all of you that are on the Facebook side. We appreciate each and every one of you, and we don't take you guys for granted in any way, shape, or form. I've called this Gratitude Tuesday session Opening Our Redeemed Mouths, and that's being inspired by Psalm number 107. And one of the things that you want to know about the Psalms are each of them are songs. They were sung by different groups at different times. Some of them were written by David, about half of them, and then the other half were written by other various groups. And this particular Psalm 107 is not acknowledged as a Psalm of David, but it definitely is something that I think David would agree with, just especially as you look at the first, dare I say, nine verses that I want to read to you. And I can only imagine as they sung it how the sound may have reverberated when the hearts and minds of those that were nearby. And we just had our Flat Rock singing out by the river Sunday afternoon. And it was very, very wonderful with people, you know, flowing down the river and being able to hear us lift up our Heavenly Father in song. And so you can only imagine maybe what people might have thought as they heard these words. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary and gathered from the lands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. Look at what else it says about this group of redeemed individuals. They wandered into the wilderness in a desert region. They did not find a way to an inhabited city. They were hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted within them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distresses. He led them also by a straight way to an inhabited city. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. For he has satisfied the thirsty soul and the hungry soul he has filled with what is good. Ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, I want you to know that when it comes right down to it, this idea of the redeemed being able to open their mouth, as verse 2 talks about, it applies to us. And I want to ask you, what does "let the redeemed of the Lord say so" sound like to you? What does it sound like in your life? And if you have no idea, or if you'd like maybe something of an advanced organizer to maybe how it should sound in your life. Give me your ear for another few minutes, and I'd like to share with you what I think maybe scripturally, maybe spiritually appraised sentiments that would help you to know how you as the redeemed, because I want you to understand that that passage and others like it would seem to indicate that God didn't buy, as we have talked about in recent times, he didn't buy a tricked out, decked out 2024 Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon when he bought us from our sins. You know, it wasn't the type of thing that was desired, that you know, he bought something that was undesirable. He bought, as I talked about a few weeks ago, that 1987 Yugo that was old and dilapidated, and the only way you would be able to get it on the road is if you were able to do it through a salvage title. That's how we were. The psalm said hungry and thirsty and lost and can't find our way into an inhabited city. But Jesus redeemed us. Jesus restored us. And the redeemed need to say so. What about the idea of us having really these two items? Number one, be prayerful. Passages like 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. What do the redeemed do? They pray. They pray rejoicingly, they pray without ceasing, and they give thanks. Paul said it another way to the Philippians, be anxious for nothing, for chapter 4 and verse number 6, but in everything, by prayer, with supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things. And let me help you just in case you're missing the point, that if you're thinking about what is true, then you'll talk about what is true. If you're thinking about what is honorable, you'll talk about what is honorable. If you're thinking about what is right, you'll talk about what is right. If you're thinking about what is pure, you'll talk about what is pure. If you're thinking about what is lovely, you'll talk about what is lovely. If you're thinking about what is of good repute, that those things that are excellent, those things that are worthy of praise, then we will speak on those things. The redeemed will indicate that they are redeemed through not only what they think, but also what they say. And then think about this as we talk about the last part, and that is our priority. Because if we have a priority where our why is God's why, my why is I'm a minister, I'm a servant leader, I'm a workforce champion who models and inspires both spiritual and professional competence. My why fits God's why. Does your will fit God's will? What does your to-do list look like today? What does your calendar look like today? And is God going to be glorified in any way, shape, or form as a result of what our schedule dictates today? And then, is our way God's way? I've already indicated, are God's thoughts, are God's word, and God's actions predominant in our lives? Because when those things are there, then you're in a position, you're in a spot where your words are going to be God's words. Your thoughts are going to be God's thoughts. And ultimately, your actions are going to be God's actions. So when I think about Jesus, how that he said in Matthew 26 and verse number 43, when he was praying that second time after he found that, that they were sleepy and their eyes were what they were. I think it's actually a little later, not in verse 43, but he says, look, if it's not your will to let this cup pass, then I will drink it. So let not my will, but thy will be done. We should be people who are opening our mouths and letting people know that we are grateful and thankful for being redeemed, because we, like what's mentioned in that particular psalm and referencing the children of Israel, we were wandering in the wilderness. We were hungry. We were thirsty. We were lost. And Jesus found us. Jesus redeemed us. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Father in heaven, if indeed we have been of any way, shape, or form of glory, in a nature of glory to you, then help us to understand those moments when our actions and our thoughts and our words have been able to be attributed to you, and to help us to be able to have those things be reinforced and replicated in our lives so that we can be the redeemed who open our mouths. And Father, just help us to be able to give you the glory that indeed you need to have. Be with us as we continue to go through our various struggles. You've heard Carolyn Walker mention the two newcomers there in Savannah, Lisa Hemingway and Kathy Gooding. And Father, we've also had, you know, new converts here in Southgate as well. You know, Jamie Newton and Sharon Downey and Barbara Antea and even others, Keisha Robinson and Devon Roten and Anita Rader and Joanne Scott, and just be with all of our newer converts as we continue to try to encourage them in their newer walk with Christ. And Father, just allow the situation that was mentioned with Sister Hemingway, where she's a new convert, she's also dealing and struggling with cancer, that you can indeed be able to intervene in her life and in the lives of all of our newer as well as older converts. And Father, just help us to be able to glorify you in whatever way, shape, or form that we can, because we love you. And we appreciate the fact that you were able and willing to redeem us when you really didn't have to. In Jesus' name we pray.